Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday morning quarterback Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, and joining us, courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, he is Mike Preston. Mike, what's up, man?
It's intriguing being able to get home and listen to you guys in my car. Oh, this is fun. Oh, so much fun.
Ravens with a 23-16 win yesterday. What did you learn about the Ravens, or did you learn more about the Browns?
The Browns still don't have a quarterback. You're starting two rookies. You get what you pay for. And if they had a quarterback, they may have won that game. But Zach Ertz was just dialing up blitzes and throwing them at him, five-man rushes, six-man rushes. And Sanders had no clue. The other guy had no clue. So you're going to get that. And, Rob, look at the quarterbacks that come into town. The Jets. And then they don't know if Joe Burrow is going to start or Joe Flacco is going to start. And then you get Aaron Rodgers going down with a hand injury yesterday. So, yeah, these are bad football teams, folks. It is what it is. There's a reason why they're 2 and whatever. They're bad teams. I get it, but I will say it. They are bad.
Mike, I want to go. Of course, I want to talk about the running backs. You mentioned you thought Derrick Henry looked slower. He hit over 21 miles an hour yesterday on a 59-yard run. Could it be? Do you really believe that, or just that DB got an angle on him, just tripped him up? Because he actually registered very high.
I saw Derrick Henry start to pull up on that play. Go back and look at the film. And last year against Buffalo, when he broke that long one down the left sideline, he didn't pull up. He did not pull up on that play. And I'm looking at that thing, and I know there's some Ravens officials who were sitting behind me. And when they were watching it, they commented on it. And I'm like, yeah, maybe he is a little step slower. But that's fine. He's been a great running back his entire career. Mm-hmm. So if he's a step slower, I got no problems with that. And my problem is this. They're looking for an identity. They want to run the football. And they did it a week ago against Minnesota, where Derrick Henry came out and they pounded him 11 times for 43 yards. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for a closer, and they still haven't found that yet. Yeah. So great that he has the 59-yard run. But I know what they're looking for, and they're still in search of an identity, and they don't have it yet. They're still striving to get it.
Hey, Mike, who's the best team in the AFC? I mean, at the end of the year, could we be saying the Ravens at some point?
That would be a stretch at this point after watching what I saw on Sunday. But it could happen. Somebody's got to get hot, and that's what I'm looking for. Who's going to get hot at the end of the year? Which team is going to be there? Can the Ravens do that? Not offensively at this point. Lamar's having a kind of inconsistent season. Started off hot, but kind of has cooled off. Had a 47.7 QB rating. Yes, yeah, so that's the worst game I've seen him play in 3 years. I mean, that was not Lamar. That's not the Lamar I've come to see and expect to play. And I'm more concerned about the receivers and Zay Flowers and using him properly, like on jet sweeps and quick screens, and just let him touch the ball, because there's magic when that guy touches the ball. But they went almost an entire half of him on one target, 45 yards, one target. get him involved in the game plan. I like that. And, you know, and Rob, you said Lamar Jackson is an elite thrower. That's a stretch. I thought Dan Marino was an elite thrower. But here's the problem I have with Lamar. I don't know if he could be an elite thrower behind this offensive line, because they gave up 5 sacks yesterday. And his decision-making is a little slow. There's something going on, and I haven't figured it out yet. I'm still complex. It's just kind of like, what's going on with this guy? He's not the same. And I'm pretty sure some of it is just 8 years in the league. But his decision-making is slower. I don't know if they've changed their offense a little bit, but there's something going on with him, and I haven't figured it out. But I will keep watching. I'll keep looking and seeing what's going on with him.
There he is, Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, will we have you Friday?
Of course, and then I'll be in Monday.
That's right. You'll be in studio because the Ravens play the Jets at home.
Hold on, is Mike?
Yes, indeed,
so we talk about the 6-5 Ravens.
Mike's coming in on Black Friday too.
Hey, no black jokes, Jeremy.
It was a Friday. It wasn't.
You should have heard.
I know where you were going, brother. No,
you should have heard the joke that he said off air, Mike. I'll tell you later.
Which one did I say?
No, nothing.
Did I look both ways?
I heard it, Ralph, because it came through the speaker.
I hope not.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, man. Talk to you Friday.
All right, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.